From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer has announced the U.S. and Philippines have made progress on several key trade issues of interest to the red meat industry. These include collaboration on the development of cold chain requirements and best practices in the Philippines, and an agreement seeking improved valuation of ag imports for duty collection purposes. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President Joel Haggard says the Philippines is a rapidly growing destination for U.S. red meat. Harsh reactions continue for the milk markets as the latest milk production and cold storage reports come out. Last week, October lost 3 cents, while November and December softened 32 to 30 cents, respectively. According to MilkBusiness.com, January through April ranged from 21 to 27 cents lower, May declined 19 cents, and June was off 12 cents. The spot product market fared no better, with butter declining 2 cents, and grade A non-fat dry milk was unchanged. More stress for farmers financially as borrowing needs continue to rise. According to Federal Reserve's Ag Finance Data Book, operating loans made by large agricultural banks have led to a significant increase in lending. A quick look at the numbers tells the story. AgWeb.com reports in the third quarter, non-real estate farm loans were 30% higher than a year ago, and the number of loans larger than $1 million nearly doubled. Delinquency rates on these loans, while low, are trending higher.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.